Should I be concerned how another person feels about my spending? I'll be right back after trending stories.
Nigeria Info. Nigeria. Nigeria. I'm listening.
It's 1 o'clock.
This is Trending Stories on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon again. I'm Constance Mega with the news. INEC is trending. Nigerians on social media are criticizing INEC for failing to upload all results of the election weeks after the presidential and governorship elections. Now, they are also urging INEC to defend the results it announced based on what is on the IREV and BVAS. Tribunal is trending too. The Court of Appeal is now on recess and will resume by 2 p.m. later today to hear the case of Labour Party presidential candidate Peter Obi against INEC President-elect Bola Tinubu and the APC. Supreme Court is still trending. An online video has shown the moment Osun State civil servants fried bean cake, popularly known as akara, at the entrance of the state government secretariat while waiting to receive Governor Ademola Adeleke after his victory at the Supreme Court yesterday. Otedola is also trending. Nigerian billionaire businessman Femi Otedola has opened up on his relationship with businessman Tony Elumelu. Mr. Otedola said his interest in National Corporation of Nigeria, Transcor, was to unlock the company's revenue potential. But his 250 billion naira bid to buy Transcor was rejected. And that's it on Trending Stories. Peace is the path to the prosperity of a nation. Let peace reign. I'm Constance Mega. Thank you for listening.
Stay on track with Nigeria Info.
PFN, the Stone Bishops.
Talking about Mourinho and AS Roma. Followed by joint forces with Mourinho.
And then so the aviation workers also want to join the strike.
More access to all the top stories and more.
Let's talk.
Are you up to date with ideas for sustainable development?
92.3 Nigeria Info serves you opportunities
to ask great questions, contribute solutions, and transform society for the better.
I'm listening. Are you?
Surrounding is a collective effort.
Diseases could be avoided
with good hygiene practice. Be more responsible with how you dispose waste products. The environment will be better looking without litter and exposed garbage. We love our city clean. This message is from 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go. Remind me of a Kanye West song.
Kanye West song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on?
Turning me on.
Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And they play it for you, girl. And the trumpets, they go. Every time that you moan,
time that you moan.
Oh yeah, is it weird that your your eyes remind me of a Coldplay song.
Coldplay song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on? Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time that you get undressed, and the trumpets, they go. A cappella on them. They go.
With Nigeria Info.
PFN, the Stone Bishops.
Talking about Mourinho and AS Roma, Fola Dibala joined forces with Mourinho.
And then so the aviation workers also want to join the strike.
More access to all the top stories and more.
Let's talk.
A clean surrounding is a collective effort.
Diseases could be avoided
with good hygiene practice. Be more responsible with how you dispose waste products. The environment will be better looking without litter and exposed garbage. We love our city clean. This message is from 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a new with about 6 figures. Yeah, someone who know what to do with it. Yeah, someone who ain't on a goofy shit. I need to know what you gon' do. I ain't tryna go through deja vu. It's some bullshit that I went through. Hope it's not the same with you. Come and me feel the way.
What you say?
Okay, so I never change. Yeah, we leave all the pain. Make me forget those things. Oh, I wanna lay with you. See what this will do, yeah. Put me on something strong. Put me on.
Girl, I might just give you a dollar.
Girl, I know,
baby, got it sweet.
And let me show you how it feels.
Hey, so you levitate. Baby, we need all the pain. Make you forget those things. Girl, I wanna lay with you and show you what this world gon' give you. Put you on something new.
I can
ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back now. It's 1:10. That's 10 minutes gone past 1. Good afternoon once again. All right, so talking about extravagance, right? Let's actually look at the meaning of that word. So some people have said, well, the government should not be regulating how people spend their money, whether it's for a marriage ceremony, a wedding, sorry, it's the same thing, or a naming ceremony, or whatever ceremony, whether it's burial or anything. The government should not be regulating how people spend their money. And some other persons have said the government should actually do that so that these people will stop pressuring everybody. They should, right? But I think there's also another aspect of extravagance that we have not looked at. But first of all, let's look at the meaning of extravagant, all right? Extravagant, according to the Oxford Dictionary, number one, it says lacking restraint in spending money or using resources. The second entry here is resulting from or showing a lack of restraint in spending money or resources. And the last one I'm looking at says exceeding what is reasonable or appropriate, excessive or elaborate. So you have synonyms like spendthrift, wasteful, expensive, big budget, exorbitant, excessive, unreasonable, outrageous, and so many other synonyms that you can find when you look up the word extravagant. So yeah, on the sunny side, we're having a conversation on whether the government should, or any government at all, should regulate how people choose to spend their money. Partying, throwing a party. And this is as a, you know, from what the Sokoto State House of Assembly came up with yesterday. They passed a bill to regulate marriage expenses in the state. And then looking into that particular story, I found out that it's not just about marriage expenses. It's about expenses people make, whether it's marriage or any other ceremony. Extravagant spending is actually what their interest is on. And so I had to look at what else, yeah, could have motivated these people to come up with this bill. And then I thought, insecurity. Yeah, insecurity is another thing. You know, when you spend extravagantly, you actually expose yourself to the greedy people, to those of them who have no control over their appetites. So on one hand, you have people who have no control over their appetites, and so they would do anything, whatever it takes, just so that they would show that they too can do what you did. Those of them who just want to compete, nobody's competing with them more, but everybody's competing with them. Those ones are there. And then there are then those other people who, because you are showing that you have it, is the next target. So you can go and kidnap people from that family. They have money. Or you can kidnap. You know, I'm sure you've heard stories where someone maybe celebrated a birthday and the next thing you hear the person has been kidnapped, yeah? So those things actually do happen. So it's one of the things that extravagance can actually cause. Insecurity. You can expose a person to criminals. So sometimes people do not know that just by showing, yes, sincerely from your heart of hearts, you are grateful to God that now you are married. You want the world to rejoice with you. Okay, you are this person of class. You know, there are people who, they just want to show things in a certain way, right? You are that kind of person. And you want to show all of that. for then you expose yourself to criminals. Yeah. So perhaps that's also another angle to look at this thing from. What do you think, though? My name is Constance, and that's The Conversation. So let's hear from you. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0007. Have I even looked at the messages on Facebook? I don't think I've been there. Okay, let me look and see what's happening. All right, so yeah, still talking about extravagant spending. And whether or not the government should be regulating it. And of course, some of the things that may be a reasonable reason why the government should regulate these things, right? What do you think? Who called first? Israel from Aouda. Hello, Israel.
Yeah, good day, my sister, Costa.
Good afternoon, sir. You're welcome.
What I want to ask first is the House of Assembly. Are they putting a specific amount of money to spend in wedding or in any occasion before I proceed?
I believe that's part of what it's going to be. They just passed the bill, so we've not really seen what it is that is inside it, the specifications. But they're just saying the bill seeks to control extravagant spending.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what they're supposed to enact in that their House of Assembly? Had they enacted a law that will benefit Nigerians, e.g., like the high price of goods in the market? Had they speak on that before they say they will not dictate how somebody will spend the money for his house or for his occasion? Is that what they send them to House of Assembly to enact? Are they enacting a law that will benefit the state in general or in Nigeria in general before they enact a nonsense law that is not entangled with what we send them
there to do? Uncle, I don't understand which one you are calling their law nonsense. It is
that
to you.
That law is nonsense. They are not enacting any law that will benefit. I know those people who are representing us in House of Assembly, they don't go do what we are sending them there to do. See, look at how the Nigerian is. People are suffering, dying in hunger. They don't see all these things. They just speak any and anything there. They should leave the office there. Thank you, every man is ready.
Ew. Huh. Uncle Israel, take it easy. You said it's nonsense law. I don't think they think it's nonsense. To you, it's nonsense. But to the gentlemen, the lawmakers, it makes a lot of sense. Hello, Daniel. Daniel will say that I planned him today. Daniel, please do well to call back. All right. So I understand that you feel, why should they be, why of all the things, that's what they're... Oh, but I've highlighted some of the reasons, some of the things that perhaps could have led to, you know, them sitting down to say, we need to regulate this thing, though, so that things will not get out of hand. Right? But then, talking about extravagance, there are actually things, yeah, he mentioned the prices of goods in the market. They should rather be looking at regulating the prices of goods in the market. I mean, that's a conversation that has been there for a very long time. People have been talking about that. And most times when you have the financial experts or business analysts, they would tell you it's not possible because of the kind of society we run, the kind of economy we have. We can't really regulate that. But I'm sure someone else will be thinking, if they can regulate how people choose to party, perhaps they can also regulate maybe something like the amount of money some schools collect as school fees. They should look into it. And they can also regulate stuff like that. Or the amount of money and the mode of operation of some... I'm almost about to mention a specific name, but I'm trying to remember what they are called in general. The guys who you watch their dish or something. It's just a particular name that is coming to my mind. I don't want to mention their name on air, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. The TV thing. Yeah. Please, if you remember the name, please talk to me. the amount of money you have to pay. Sometimes people are not even there to watch. And recently they increased their price. So you subscribe for 1 month and maybe you watch it for like 3 times in the entire month. That is if you even watch up to 3 times and your money is gone. They're not doing pay as you go. They're doing, you have to pay before. They're not allowing people to pay to use the amount of money that they can spend to enjoy their services. More like, if you pay this amount of money until you finish it. Well, no, if you have paid, you have paid. Satellite, thank you. Thank you. Satellite television. Yeah. So they're not looking to regulate that one. They're looking to regulate somebody's child dedication party. Do you know how many people that's... So I asked someone earlier on, if you attended a wedding and the souvenir is a car, are you going to say no? And he said, yes, I will reject it. Because people will hear. But the thing is that when you reject it, another person will take it. Imagine someone holds a wedding ceremony or whatever ceremony. It could be a child dedication ceremony. And then they decide to share iPhone. Do you know what the issue is? Like I said, some criminals will take that as an advantage. Yeah. They will now be on the lookout for people from that family. It becomes a security risk because you just threw a party to show that you are happy that something has happened in your life. But then there is also a need for caution. And perhaps if it's just you expect people to exercise the caution, they will not do it. And that's why they decided, we're not begging anybody. We're going to make it a law so that people will align. Remember during the COVID-19 lockdown now, some people actually refused to do small wedding. Like, how can I do wedding? It's only 50 people. How can I do wedding? It's only 30 people. Ah, no. Some people still chose to go and pay for a big hall and invite everybody. And they got into trouble. Yeah. But back then, there was actually a particular catch. Let's not spread a disease. The COVID-19 issue was a big issue back then. And all over the world, governments were scampering, seeking solution, looking for what to do. Okay, well, let's see. I've got messages here. And I've not even looked at them. Wahoo. Covetousness and lack of contentment is the reign of the day because of other people's spending. And then you also said, Constance, people's spending should not affect anyone's act negatively. Was the government their source of income? Contentment is what people need. Your name is Maxit. All right, Maxit, thank you. Anonymous says, Constance, there's no way your mother wouldn't have had you. Some children have strong head. Sorry, strong will. And will be born. Even the parents and doctor will be shocked. Re-wedding regulation. Only someone who has chosen to be pressured, peppered, or panicked by what's not their business will be. This doesn't concern the government either. Okay. I'll finish this message when I return from this break. Stay tuned.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Well, welcome back. Okay, so I was reading a message from Anonymous. Anonymous also says, as long as the funds were not stolen or gotten through unsavory means, people need to learn to mind their own business and stop projecting their issues onto others. I'm an introvert, as is my husband. Ideally, we would have eloped, but we're both from royal bloodlines in different states, different tribes. So certain things had to be done. We agreed because it made no sense to annoy 10 royal families at the same time over what we could easily negotiate. We asked that the event be as quiet as possible and we were obliged to an extent. Yet, some people are still pressured. Imagine if it was the carnival my husband warned me his people were trying to throw. Witches and wizards who think they have a right to dictate how we spend our money may have hanged themselves by now. Oh, God. Okay, more messages here now. Good afternoon, Constance. I totally support regulations, especially in weddings, because feeding people in weddings is more costly than bride price, and it has hindered so many persons from marrying or doing wedding. So let government be concerned with how people spend their money. During the pandemic, people got married indoors without spending much, just the two families. Yeah. Happy birthday to your mom. Round face from Rumikini. Thank you very much. And Divine says, happy birthday to your mom. My sister, it's all about choice. I did my wedding in 2010 and I planned an invitation for 30 persons. We ended up having like 28 guests and the marriage has 4 kids as we speak. All right, Divine. Thank you. Happy beautiful birthday to the beautiful woman that gave birth to a beautiful and intelligent Constance, one of my favorites. Thank you. And you say, Mommy, may God satisfy you with longevity in sound health. Good afternoon, beautiful Constance. All right, Lady V, thank you very much. And you're also congratulating Nigeria Info in advance. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. So this message on Facebook I saw here. What's your name? Oluwa Power. Ooh, Oluwa Power. Oluwa Power says, no, they don't have any rights. Okay. So they should not regulate anybody's spendings, right? All right. Good afternoon, Constance. It's a brilliant idea for government to regulate the rate of spending. It will help curb crimes like stealing to impress and also help people manage things. Constance, sometimes they force you to spend more than you earn. And then you go bankrupt. Joshua Ubong from Transamadi. All right. Good afternoon, Constance. Happy birthday to your mom. Thank you. That law is not a welcome development at all. I mean, don't they live their lives? Perhaps they are somewhat intimidated in the way that people are living their lives. We have a lot of things to regulate in this country, but this is certainly not one of them. Constance, when people spend their monies on the things that in turn brings them memories, a law is talking about regulations. Who regulates the humongous sum of monies that these guys do away with every day? Every day, oh, I don't subscribe to this at all. All right, this is coming from Bright from Omoku. All right, thank you very much, Bright. Who else has something to say? You know, it reminds me now of the other day we had a conversation about dressing. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily about dressing. It was about exposure, indecent exposure, right? And I give an example of something that I actually experienced where another person was doing what she was doing. But I became a victim of the harassment that followed. So I also give the example of how some children get raped. They're not the ones who are wearing the miniskirts. They're not the ones who are showing their boobs. They're not the ones. Yeah. The pedophile has looked at another person who is exposing themselves indecently. But an innocent child has become a victim of sexual harassment. Why? Because of something another person did. And so you might say, oh, it's not their business. The way I choose to dress. Close your eyes, cover your eyes. Right? I can take care of myself. But how about the innocent child who's going to become a victim? Who is not going to be able to protect herself? So here's what I mean by what I'm saying. When some people actually do their extravagant spending, and the criminal is not going to go to their house because they have security. So this person that criminality is in his blood, in his mind, in his veins, in his everything, does not have control over himself. He will not dare go to this other person's house where he actually saw this extravagant spending. Oh, no. So guess what? it's another person who is even perhaps still struggling to even make ends meet that's going to become a victim. Yeah, the criminal will go to steal from another person who is struggling so that he can show that he can drive Venza. Show me his Venza. Which other one? Benz. Ah, it's true. And some other things. So someone decides to... This is a different thing altogether. So someone decides to show us on social media that they've built a house. And they even maybe tell us how they came about it. Oh, I came from humble beginnings. And with time, God has blessed me. See my house, blah, blah, blah. But guess who will be stolen from by the criminal? It is the person that does not even have a house. The person that is still a tenant. Yeah, I'm just saying that sometimes the result, all right, it is not the person who is doing the extravagant spending that actually gets to bear the brunt of what they've done. It is another person who is innocent, who doesn't even have as much. That's the person, because this criminal wants to show people that me too, I can be something. You can even go and steal phone from somebody, students, just managing life. Stab the person and collect the small phone and go and sell it for peanuts and be saving the money. Yeah, some people are saving money, stolen money. Even the ones who are stealing big, stealing it big, and those who are stealing it small, small, they are saving the money. Tomorrow they will come and show us that they've been saving money and advising everybody to be saving money. But they will not tell you they stole the money. Why am I even going this way? I don't know.